This is Rumblestrip, good conversation that takes its time. Last week I went to a birthday party for my friend Jesse. It was a big party, as parties go around here. I was coming to the party from a very frustrating day of editing, and when I got there, I realized that I didn't have anything to say to anybody, and I didn't want to hear what anybody else had to say, and those are sort of the only things that happen at a party. It wasn't that I didn't want to be at the party. I mean, I certainly didn't want to be home thinking about this show anymore. But Jesse and Serena are the kinds of friends where you can go to their party, and if you decide that you don't want to be at the party, you can just go in the guest room and lie down and look at the ceiling. And that's what I did for the party. And it felt like being a kid when your parents are having a party and you lie on all of the guests' coats that are piled up, usually in a dark room near the party. You can hear everybody out there having fun, but you don't have to talk to anybody. And it's very cozy. Anyway, the reason that you're listening to whales right now is this is sort of what the party sounded like from the upstairs guest room. And since I wasn't really at the party, I asked everybody who was there to send me recordings about what happened to them that night. And then I made a show called The Party, which is what you're about to hear. Welcome.
I was maybe the first person there. I was the person that was there as the person that always leaves before the party starts was leaving.
We got there. We parked in the dark. Kate was worried she was blocking someone in, but it didn't seem like she was to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to that party.
I really love parties. I'm pretty much a party person.
I don't like parties. I don't like cookouts.
The only reason I got there so early was because I was asked to bring limes.
I don't like picnics. I don't like anything that would have an inflatable beach ball present.
As soon as I got inside and it was warm and bright and loud, but not too loud at that point, people were obviously already really enjoying themselves, and there was a good bit of alcohol already drunk, I gathered, even though we were not very late. It was seemed like a quick start for some folks. That was probably typical, really.
I don't like that. What's the game where you throw like sacks into a hole?
As is often the case, everyone gathered in the kitchen.
We were talking about cats.
She was talking about deer neck as being the best meat for birra tacos. Deer neck birra tacos, maybe. And from my perspective, most hunters don't do anything with the neck.
Yeah, we were talking about organ meats and the various ways to prepare them. They had eaten deer lung. You chop up the lung and sort of fry it.
And I don't think that any, processing facility that they bring it to is going to do anything with the neck either. I mean, it's hard to get the meat out of a neck. Any neck.
Every time I went by Jules was talking about meat. I sort of dove into the kitchen area where everybody was congregated and found some wine and ate some amazing soup and then started to try to do what I always do at parties, which is to sort of stave off the dread of alienation.
One of the elements of being freaked out and scared for me has been my growing sense over the last couple decades of the vast trash heap that we are living on top of and within, and how we're going to be buried in a landslide of it. Anyway, back to the party. Tobin, he's great. I liked how eagerly, how strongly he reacted to the fact that I could remember his name, and how cheerfully he could not remember mine.
I feel like I spent the night trying to get people to leave the kitchen. Janice made a really good point to me that if we had put the alcohol on the dining room table, then it could have caused people to circulate more, and I wish we had done that. I did like my outfit. People seemed to like my shirt.
How do I get over to the soup? When do I do it? I'm gonna stand here and look for the opening. And if you have like 25 people all making those same spatial calculations at the same time.
It was a talking party. It was a kitchen party. It was the place where everybody is packed in and it's hot. I thought I was gonna die.
It's where the action is. You don't wanna miss out on anything. And if you pioneer another space, you're gonna have to pioneer that space with a smaller number of other people, and you might miss out on something if you go with a small group.
When should I leave one room and go to the next?
Like you, there are, you know, at least one to, I don't know, say, you know, 21 middle-aged people with uteruses there. Just throwing out the word perimenopause or menopause is just it's a firecracker of a conversation starter.
I asked Elaine, what is your niche? And Elaine said, roadkill.
I think brains, you know, they take up a small portion of the conversation, because once you get into the texture and the fattiness of brains, people don't want to talk about it anymore. It's like pudding. It's like a pot au creme.
Whenever I go to a party, and in particular a party where I think there's this a decent likelihood that there will be some people who are new to me, I sort of wonder if maybe I'm going to meet the love of my life at that party.
Jesse, he's like one of the tallest people I hang out with on a regular basis, right? And it seems like tall people just know other tall people. So there are just like a lot of tall people there.
Earl had came in for a glass of water or wine, I don't know. I asked him what they were talking about in the other room, and he said the origins of the stock market. Intriguing.
My picture of the universe's expansion is like if there's a film of oil that's spreading.
The whole question of bodies with or without souls and how we become desensitized to the pain of others and incorporate all sorts of horrible things into just our normal life, I realize now has a lot to do with what Kevin did.
she was invited to express her feelings about the expansion of the universe. I don't remember what she said, but it was beautifully dismissive. Why are we talking about this? I never think about that, and I'm not going to think about it anymore starting right now either. But thanks for inviting me to give my opinion kind of thing. I'm going to go get a drink. I think that was how it went down.
We talked about some really interesting things, and I also kept wanting to talk about different things than we were talking about. Why are you talking about that? That's really boring to me.
It was great to just like shoot the shit with some people, catch up on a couple of unanswered texts with some friends of like, hey, did you measure that closet pole you said you could give me? And like,
it's maybe in some ways less and less likely that whatever it is that you're into is what the person next to you at the party is into. Because there's just so much to be into.
I really wished that we sang a different birthday song to Jesse, and I couldn't quite handle that we sang that bad birthday song.
Jesse blew out his candle, his ghost candle, and we were all kind of looking at him, and he was sort of sheepishly smiling, and I was standing next to Serena, and she was, you know, she was just having a, like, intense emotional moment, and I was able to join her in that. It's so nice to, like, celebrate someone we all love.
That was probably the biggest group of people that's ever sung happy birthday to me. In all honesty, I was very reluctant to do anything to celebrate my birthday this year. It's not always easy to reach out to people for all sorts of different reasons.
Yeah, there are so many songs we could have sung him. I think it's a blessing you were born, and it matters what you do. What you know about love is a piece of the truth. May the beauty you love be what you do. And you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it alone.
We left. It was very dark. It was raining. No, it wasn't raining when we left. But it had gotten kind of cold. It felt good. It was a good party.
On the day that you were born, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Thanks to all the partygoers who sent me recordings. Thank you especially to Jesse and Serena. The whales that you hear are humpback whales and sperm whales, and they're recorded for an oceanographic soundscape project at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. A huge thanks to Phil Edfors at Vermont Public for his amazing denoising that he did on this sound file. Thank you, Phil. Happy birthday, Jesse. Rumblestrip is distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. If you want to reach me with comments or questions, you can reach me at rumblestripvermont@gmail.com. This is Rumblestrip. I'm Erica Heilman. Thanks a lot for listening.
To celebrate your birth, another witch on earth.
I feel tired and fat and dehydrated.